Chapter 3. January. On the first day of the new year, the first day, in fact, of the new decade, of the second half of the century, Anna woke before dawn. She lay in her bed on her back, her eyes raking the ceiling. Sleep was far away, out of reach. She sat up and threaded her arms into a flannel robe, and walked down the hall into the living room. Anna sat down by the window in an oversized armchair, upholstered in a pale green nubby fabric. She tucked her legs under her, drew a cigarette from a pack on the side table, and lit it. She blew the smoke out as though in an enormous sigh, and looked out the window. The sky was black, tending to blue at the edges, the morning implicit. The moon was low and full and round like a pearl, steely above the vapors condensing in the frozen air. She felt the moon pull at her, tugging her stomach up through her throat and into her mouth. She realized she was nauseous and quickly tamped the cigarette out. The nausea fell away and then returned like a boat bobbing in and out of view among the swells at sea. Dread formed in the corners of her eyes and pushed her breathing into a narrow quadrant around her heart. Then a car drove by, its headlights sweeping the living room ceiling like a lighthouse beam, and she felt quiet again. Her period was 2 weeks late. That was what she was working at forgetting. Anna pressed her face into the back of the chair. She thought she could smell Jack there. Jack was her ex-husband, the father of Douglas. When they'd separated, he'd moved to California. He took his clothes, his ice bucket, and his Zippo lighter with his squadron's insignia engraved in it. In a kitchen drawer among the nails and clothespins and picture wire, there were some service ribbons and a roll of the mints he liked to chew. That was all that was left of Jack but this chair, where he'd sit every day at 5:30 and read his paper and sip his drink and clean his pipe when they were content together. In high school, Anna hadn't really known Jack, although she had seen him around town.